As nations around the world have announced bans on importing beef from the United States, cattle farmers in Zimbabwe are bemoaning a lost opportunity. Zimbabwe used to be a major African exporter of beef, primarily to Europe and the Middle East. But the government's seizure of commercial farms has taken a toll on the nation's unique breed of export cattle. 4 years ago, Zimbabwe's commercial cattle herd numbered almost 2.5 million animals. Now, it's less than 150,000. NPR's Jason Bobien reports.
During the peak of Zimbabwe's beef industry, Sam Kaywood and his family had 5,500 head of cattle. Now Kaywood has 5 milk cows, a bull, and 15 calves that he says he hasn't been able to get rid of. Kaywood's farm was taken by the government in 2001 as part of a controversial program to break up white-owned commercial farms and give small plots to blacks. He says 4 years ago, Zimbabwe had a thriving beef export industry.
Towards the end, we were exporting approximately 9,000 tons of meat.
This is a small annual export figure compared to U.S. beef sales, but it was significant for Zimbabwe. The Zimbabweans specialized in delivering deboned hindquarters to upscale markets in Britain and Switzerland. But soon after the government began its chaotic farm seizure program 3 years ago, commercial animals mixed with indigenous herds and foot-and-mouth disease took off across the country. Also, white farmers sent hundreds of thousands of their pedigree Brahman Charolais cattle to the slaughterhouse as one of the only ways to extract cash from their farms. Kaywood says if the U.S. beef exports to the global market had been shut down 4 years ago, Zimbabwe would have been positioned to ramp up exports. But now there are almost none of the cattle Kaywood specialized in raising left in the country.
Well, it's the most heartbreaking thing that could ever happen to anybody, where you spend your life building up a herd the way we did, especially in quality the way we did, and having the complete thing smashed up, that there's absolutely nothing left of it.
The destruction of Zimbabwe's commercial beef herds has also contributed to the overall economic collapse of the country. Along with tobacco, beef used to be a significant source of export earnings for the southern African nation. Now Zimbabwe is desperately short of foreign currency to buy fuel and raw materials for its manufacturing sector. Agriculture has ground to a halt. Almost two-thirds of Zimbabweans rely on international food aid to survive. And inflation is now the highest in the world at 600%. John Warzik, the head of a commercial farmers group called Justice for Agriculture, says Zimbabwe's beef cattle were specially bred to thrive on the harsh high plains of southern Africa.
We had bloodlines that have been developed here over the last 100 years. And what we've seen happen in the last 4 years is the total destruction of those bloodlines, which is absolutely tragic.
90% of the national herd has been lost, and in a few years, Warzik says, the entire breed of Zimbabwe's prized Brahman Charolais could be wiped out. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Johannesburg.